You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
A report by the Ministry of Internal Affairs has warned that households could face a water bill up to $14,000 in 2051 if New Zealand doesn't upgrade its water infrastructure. The 600-page report, compiled by the Water Industry Commission for Scotland, was released yesterday and said up to $180 billion is needed over the next 3 decades to rehold the entire water network and tackle years of underinvestment. The report also suggested concentrating water infrastructure ownership is the most efficient way of managing the network, slimming management from 67 territorial or council-owned authorities, such as Watercare in Auckland, into just 1 to 4 publicly owned providers. It also said fewer water entities would result in less variation in average household bills across the country. Local Government Minister Nanai Mahuta said the report confirms the need for major reform to upgrade and maintain water infrastructure and avoid unaffordable increases to household bills. She also said the government is now working with local government and iwi to combine local water service providers into a smaller number of publicly owned providers. Victoria University of Wellington's School of Government lecturer Dr. Julia Talbot-Jones said centralising water management powers could work both ways.
Well, the new figures shine light on the motivation behind undertaking reforms. The new reports released yesterday that you refer to estimate that between 120 and 185 billion of investment will be needed in water infrastructure by 2050. So whether or not the plan is the reforms take the intended approach outlined in these reports, or they need to take some other approach. Either way, amendments and changes to our water infrastructure are needed.
But why do we need the reforms in the first place? Is there a problem with the current way that New Zealand manages water?
Well, there's a big difference, let's be clear, about urban water and rural water and how those things are managed. In urban areas, one of the big challenges is that the way that we charge rates often don't account for the costs of upkeep of infrastructure. And so smaller councils haven't basically collected enough money and used it in a way to ensure that all the pipes that deliver water are kept up to date. And so this has meant that some councils have resulted in having very old and leaky infrastructure, while others have taken steps to make major improvements. Now, to ensure that over the next 30 years we don't end up with a completely crumbling system and one that affects drinking water in a way that's similar to what happened in Havelock North a few years ago, we definitely need to make some changes. And so at the moment we have 67 councils around New Zealand trying to manage their water, and what they're trying to do with these reforms is amalgamate some of those responsibilities in order to increase efficiency and improve the quality of service delivery.
But would centralising water infrastructure management work at resolving most of the existing problems that smaller councils face?
Well, I think that's the big question. The report draws on the experience in Scotland, which found that the amalgamation of management and control resulted in improvements both from an efficiency perspective and in terms of the quality of service delivery. One of the big questions that you always need to ask is, it's really useful pointing to successful examples, but we should also look more broadly and say, are there examples where amalgamation has not worked so well? None of those come to mind off the top of my head, but when it comes to water, undertaking massive reforms at a national level are not a particularly common occurrence.
But Auckland Mayor Phil Goff said while he understands and supports the government's wider objectives on water, there is no one-size-fits-all approach to water infrastructure management. He spoke to me earlier today. Mr. Mayor, I want to first know your thoughts on the Three Waters report by the government.
Well, I support the objectives of the government. There's a huge amount of investment, maybe up to $185 billion that needs to be made in water infrastructure. And for most councils around the country, that will be beyond their ability to pay. For Auckland, I think we're in a slightly different position. We have already amalgamated. We already provide water services to 1.7 billion people. So we're bigger than any of the proposed entities they're planning to set up. So what we want to have for Auckland is something that does not provide disruption, does not lose the shareholding by the people of Auckland in those water facilities, and does ensure that the water entity is accountable and is responsive to the wider public that elects us to council. So while we support the broad objectives, we also want to make sure that we have something that's fit for purpose for Auckland. And I think what Auckland needs is different from what the rest of the country needs, because we already have the scale, we've already done the amalgamation, and we already have the high quality of water services that the government wants for the rest of the country.
So I guess your position on local government ministers, local government minister Nanaia Mohuta's proposal of amalgamating 67 councils' powers to manage water infrastructure is Auckland won't be a part of this.
Well, we want to work closely with government, and to the extent possible, we do want to be part of the reform process that they're pushing. But what we don't want is some of the proposals that the effect of which on our provision of water would be to reduce the accountability and responsiveness of our water supply entity, and it would not provide some of the economic advantages of amalgamation, because we are already of the size that they say in their own report is the optimal size. So I think what you want is a fit-for-purpose solution for Auckland, as well as making the changes that may need to be made in other parts of the country where they don't have the scale and where they have had much greater problems with the quality of water and the lack of renewal of ageing infrastructure.
But what's the ideal situation for Auckland's water infrastructure should look like?
Well, what I think we need to do is, having got the scale and the professionalism in our water supply entity, we need now, and we've done work with the Water Industry Commission for Scotland, to push for greater productivity, so that we can ensure that the costs can be kept as low as possible at a time when, of course, with growth in Auckland as well as the renewal of assets, we've got a pressing demand for much higher levels of investment. In the long-term plan, which we've just put through our council, we're increasing the investment in our water services by $4 billion in the next 10 years. That's increasing it from 7.1 to 11.1 billion. But what we would like the government to do is to provide something like a guarantee so that we could borrow more for investment in infrastructure without exceeding the debt to revenue ratio constraints that exist on council today.
Right. So might just sum that up. Do you want the ideal situation in Auckland is for the local council to control water infrastructure supplies, but they could get money from the government?
What we're looking for is to have strong governance so that the water supply entity is responsive and accountable to the people of the region. We want to guarantee that the shareholding stays with the people of Auckland and won't be privatised. And what we would like the government to do is to provide a guarantee over additional borrowing for water care, so that we could borrow more to bring forward some of the infrastructure plans that might otherwise be delayed. If we had achieved those three objectives, we'd be very pleased with the reform.
But are you afraid that people on the outside would see if Auckland gets its way, it will be one law for the big cities and other laws, another way of doing things for the others?
No, because what we actually have is already the model for what the rest of New Zealand may be about to pick up. We already have done our amalgamation. We already have an economy of scale. Watercare is already bigger than the other three water entities that would be proposed for New Zealand will be if that amalgamation goes ahead. We're not asking for anything that the rest of the country would not be getting. In fact, it's likely that any government assistance, such as the $750 million they've already put into it, that's gone to everywhere but Auckland. So it's not Auckland with its hand out for asking for things that other regions aren't getting. It's simply saying one size doesn't fit all, and let's not mess with a structure that is already working for Auckland. Let's simply improve that structure within the outline that we already have for it, which is to ensure that there is good governance control and that there is that drive for productivity that Watercare and Auckland Council are already committed to.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.